Governor Quinn says shelter operators are already required to scan a stray once for an owner's chip under the skin, but this new law requires more.
There's a requirement for a second scanning. Before anything is done to the animal, there must be a second effort at locating, not only through the chip, but also if there are any tags, any kind of identification mark whatsoever.
The new dog and cat law requires a stray finder to do more than just mail the owner's last address. It calls for the shelter also to phone the vet or backup contact listed on the implanted chip before that dog or cat can be euthanized. John Cody, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBL.